Hello, and welcome to Tribal Council, a show in which two brothers who had never seen Survivor before started from the very beginning. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Chris, and this week we're going to talk about Season 15, Episodes 6, 7, and 8 of China, where we at long last get rid of Jean Robert at the end, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, God, I was excited that he was a professional poker player in the beginning, and hot damn, he's rough. Rough stuff.
Yeah, he sucks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, episode 6, we see Todd tell Amanda about the idol clues. The idols are going to be a big kind of through point throughout these few episodes, actually. We go to the reward challenge, where they have to retrieve planks from inside a house. And then put those together to make a phrase that was made famous by Confucius. During this challenge, there's a, because they're like running to grab planks from like different little buildings, one person from each team. And at one point, PG does a good move where her and Sharia are in the same house. And so PG's like, ooh, I can use this as some time to like talk some quick strategy in the middle of the challenge, which I thought was a good idea, because you don't often see challenges where two different people from different teams are like completely isolated from everybody else.
Yeah. I did think that was a great move on PG's part, but Sharia does not seem to reciprocate.
That doesn't give her anything. Yeah. But Fei Long wins this challenge, which earns them toilet paper, refreshments, showers, and they get to kidnap somebody. They kidnap James. And so we get
who was a former Fei Long person.
Yeah, so we get to spend some time on Fei Long, seeing James. They have the reward, which is like tea and snacks, toothbrush and toothpaste, so they can brush their teeth and baths and showers. They have nice robes.
They've been kidnapping each other, like as part of the winning reward thing all season. And it wasn't until this episode that I realized that the person that gets kidnapped also gets the reward.
Yeah.
Like, I just like haven't considered that. But we see it happen here, and I was like, oh, right, like, you want to be kidnapped for that reason, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is a very nice benefit for James. We get a lot of James body shots. He's got a good body on him. He looks good.
I mean, he digs graves for a living.
He's
lots of
manual. He's got so many muscles.
I think he really has the same amount of muscles as everyone else. They're just
now,
bigger.
Did you see him? He's got muscles we don't have.
No, they're smaller on us.
No, I think they upgrade. I think when you do that much, you like upgrade, get more muscles.
You upgrade and get more muscles?
Yeah, you know, like in video games, you upgrade and you get like new powers, new abilities.
But usually they're just better abilities. It's not more abilities.
Nah, James has more. You count him. You're up. He's probably got
James
two and a half times the
he got an extra heart container, and that contains
muscle containers. The stamina wheel, not heart wheel.
Oh, I see. He doesn't have bonus hearts.
No.
Just bonus muscles.
Yes. Todd talks to James and tells him he knows about like the tube and that he wants to make a deal with him for idol stuff. They go back to camp. We see the next clue. It says four around it, one etched finer. And they've had like all these clues. This one kind of pinpoints that there's these like arches by their camp that have a wood plaque kind of in the middle of it. And they realize that that is what the idol is. And so they're trying to like get the idol. And so they're trying to make it like they're trying to steal shingles off of that thing. When they're actually trying to like pry that plaque off. They try to be cool about it, but not cool enough because Frosty notices exactly what they're doing, like right away. And so at this point, like Amanda, Frosty, James, and Todd know about this. Todd tells James to lose the game on purpose, play the idol, and get rid of Jamie. Did we not talk about this already? Or was this a different throw? Oh, yeah, this was a different one because this challenge does not get thrown. I was like, we've talked about throwing a challenge already.
Yeah, Jean Hu, their plan would be to throw this challenge and get rid of James.
Right. It just turned out to be a
go ahead and go into that and like lean into it and also throw the challenge. But you'll have an idol And they also are like, we're pretty sure that the idol is the same at both camps.
Right.
So they take this idol just in case, but also now you know where the idol is and take it off of Jeonhyuk camp also.
Which is a huge, wild move. Like, I was somewhat shocked. Like, I was somewhat shocked that he wasn't just like, hey, you know where the idol is now at your camp. Go find your own, do this thing. But I guess in order to garner like trust with him, they're like, here, take the idol we have. It's just, that's a lot of power to give away.
Well, and I think the fear would be that, like, it's actually different at the other camp.
Yeah, it's just a big move to give your idol you found to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we will see how that turns out in the next few episodes.
Yeah, so lots of people at this camp. Todd tells Denise this plan. Frosty, James, Amanda, Todd. Lots of people know this plan. At Jeonhyuk, they're tired of camp. Frosty doesn't feel like he's one with him. They're like, they're saying that Frosty won't even look at them. They're worried about alliances when they switch sides. So just that camp's a little bit not like cohesive is what it kind of seems like. We head to the immunity challenge, which is a food eating competition that we've seen a lot of in these earlier seasons. And so because of this, it's not like completely team-based, which is going to make it harder for James to throw the challenge. And then when we get to the point, so like there, it's person versus person eating different things. So Frosty faces PG and is supposed to eat Gi Ching, which is chicken hearts. They have to eat 10 of them. Frosty wins that. Jamie faces Courtney and has to eat Nijo, which is 3 pieces of eel. Jamie wins that. Erica faces Amanda and they have to eat 3 baby turtles, which Eric wins.
4 turtles.
Yeah, I wonder how, I guess, because I wonder if it's like soft shell crab where you can just like eat the whole shell just like that. I wonder if that's how the baby turtles are.
I didn't know you could just eat soft shell crab like that.
Yeah. Denise faces James. So here's where James should like throw the challenge if possible. And they're eating balut, which we've seen before on Survivor, is like the partially grown chicken fetuses. And James is trying his bestest to like struggle with this and not be able to finish and throw the challenge. Just turns out Denise is doing it even more and cannot finish this food. And so James is like, all right, fuck it. I guess I got to eat it.
He can't fake it for long enough.
Yeah. Right. He sure tries, but Denise is like, literally can't. She's like, I can't do it. And just like stops. And so he's like, all right, I got to finish. So James wins his leg. Frosty and Eric have to eat 1,000-year-old egg. Which I don't even think that egg is 1,000 years old.
Yeah, probably not.
Eric wins that, which wins Jeonhyuk immunity. So we get to spend the rest of the episode with Fei Long. Denise
Apollo. We talked a little bit last week about how like food eating challenges are not great and they make it seem like people like food that people eat as delicacies are gross and like so it's kind of othering. So I was just looking at like the history of this challenge a little bit. Which we've seen a lot. We see it 5 more times in Survivor. So we're nearing the end. Only 5 more.
Yeah. Jeff mentioned it on his podcast recently. It was one of the questions people asked, like, hey, when's that coming back? And he said they thought about trying it in Fiji in one of their seasons. I can't remember which season he thought about trying it in. In his idea, I think maybe it was the winners season 40, because he talked about trying to fly in different foods from like different seasons that they've competed in, like different areas. But it turns out some of these items you just aren't allowed to ship. It's like illegal. And so they ended up not doing that. He didn't at all talk about like how he doesn't seem to think it is like weird and like culturally insensitive or anything, or at least won't publicly state that, or didn't publicly state that.
Right.
So we see Fei Long. Denise apologizes for struggling in the challenge. The plan seems to be to get rid of Sharia. Courtney is like kind of begging them to get rid of Jean Robert because he sucks and he's mean to her. Which I guess, I don't know if it's shocking. It seems that she's the, at this point, is like the main one that has a problem with him. I guess Sharia doesn't get along with him either, really. But like there was stuff like a few episodes ago of like when they're sleeping, like how the women will purposely try to sleep in certain areas because he like touches them in their sleep. And I don't know how that point wasn't brought up more when they were talking about who to vote out.
Yeah, I saw like a thread on Reddit recently that was like, what are some problematic things that happen in Survivor that seemed like production kind of glossed over them? And John Robert was mentioned as like, it was like almost played for laughs that he like just liked sleeping next to the pretty women. And it was fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yes, they are correct. It is fucking creepy.
Yeah, I was watching this and one of my roommates came in and I mentioned it and she's like, oh, is that the like one season that like was like famously problematic? I was like, no, it's a different season. And she's like, oh, is it this one? I'm like, no, it's a different season. This is a different time this happened. This was not season 5, not season 39. This is a different time that did not get like publicly or like it's not as widely talked about, but sure happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we go to tribal council. There's discussion. Sheree is clearly annoyed by Jean Robert. Jean Robert calls himself a bad boy. He's a self-diagnosed bad boy. Courtney disagrees. Courtney disagrees. She calls him a crappy person. And despite all of that, Jean Robert is not gone. Sheree gets voted out 5-2. Unfortunately.
I mean, what is a bad boy other than a crappy person? Like, those are synonyms.
Yeah. And apparently that's enough to keep you around for another couple episodes. As we head into episode 7, I'm not as dumb as I look. That one was called That's Love, Baby, It Makes You Strong. I don't have noted in where that was said.
It happens after Todd gives James the immunity idol. James like gives him like a pat on the back, but like pretty hard. And Todd almost falls over and he says, I nearly died from like James hitting him. And James says, let's love, baby, makes you strong.
I do remember that slap on the shoulder because as watching it, I was like, damn, he hit him hard. But I must have been reacting to it and not listening. Okay. Yeah. So episode 7, I'm not as dumb as I look. We start off with some Sean Hu, PG and her alliance. PG and I guess at this point her alliance is just Jamie and Eric. They're hoping that they can trust James because James came from the other tribe. They also kidnapped them back, and so James is back with Jean Hu, and so she's just hoping that she can trust him. James is looking for the idol. He's looking for like the one that's on his tribe. At this point, or he finds it, he hides it in his bag, but is worried that they'll notice that it's like pried off. And so he's like, because there was these wood plaques and there's like 4 of them, one of which is an idol, the other 3 are not. And so he like wraps up one of the ones that's not and keeps it, hoping that they'll think it's a fake, which turns out they do think it's an idol or think that it has potential to be an idol. Jamie notices the sign thing is missing. Eric finds it on the ground. He thinks James may have found an idol. And so Eric takes this one just in case it is an idol. Jamie searches James's bag and finds his idol, or finds like 2 wrapped up. And so thinks, I don't know if at this point she thinks that he has 2 idols or just thinks that he has one. I wasn't sure. Because he does have 2, right?
He has one. He does have 2 at this point.
Yeah. We get some time on Fei Long. Courtney's upset that Jean Robert's still there. And she's kind of just like venting a little bit to Todd, and is Todd, I don't know, isn't that receptive to it? She's like, listen, you're saying you're my friend, and yeah, I'm here telling you that like Jean Robert sucks, he's mean to me, I don't want him here, and we're not doing anything about that. And so she's upset that like Todd isn't acknowledging that or like doing any moves in the game to like help get rid of Jean Robert when Courtney's talking about how much she has a problem with him.
Yeah. She does have a really great quote where she said, I dislike everyone else more than I dislike Todd and Amanda. And I think they mistake that for friendship.
Yeah. I noted that, like, it seems like Todd wants Jean Robert around because he's worried that Jean Robert will flip on him. But I'm like, I don't know why Todd isn't worried that Courtney's also going to do this. Like, it seems like Courtney's going to get pissed enough that she's just going to join somebody else because Todd is not helping her out here. Maybe he's not worried that Courtney has power.
Has anywhere else to go.
Yeah.
Like, I think that Jean Robert could flip on him and could go to some other people, but everyone else also is kind of bothered by Courtney, except for Todd and Amanda. Like, I think Courtney's kind of stuck with them a little bit.
Yeah, except when we go to the merge, like, maybe PG and Jamie and Eric would want to take on a number of Courtney.
Maybe.
But I guess not, because that's what happens. We go to the merge, where they get a nice feast. There's a Chinese cultural performance. Jeff gives them a very, very, very clear reminder. Keep in mind, this game never stops.
Yeah. Which I was like, huh, what does that mean? But, like, didn't think of it after he said it.
Oh, I 100% was like, they should be paying attention to everything that's happening right now. So day 20, Jean Robert feels good with the merge because he thinks they can still just pick off the John Hu people. They name their tribe He Da Feng, which means black fighting wind. Jeff visits their camp and greets them by saying, "What up?" Which Jeff doesn't go to camps very often, so they got to know something's up, which is this game never stops. He brought the immunity necklace because it's time for their first challenge at camp, which they've done stuff kind of like this before. It's kind of fun that he came to their camp for it. I think he should do that more.
Yeah, I don't think that they've ever done an immunity challenge at camp, so that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he asked them a bunch of trivia questions about the performances that they just saw.
Which Frosty wins by answering the most questions correctly. And he wins immunity, yeah.
By answering those questions directly. It is a, like, single elimination. It's not like a taking score. If you get one out, you're wrong. Or if you are wrong, you're out.
Right. So Frosty has immunity, so we get a little bit more time around camp talking about strategy. They would never do this, but just having Jeff visit their tribe to do the challenge there, it just gave me the visual of how funny it would be if there was, like, a season or like a 3-day cycle or something where Jeff just was at camp the whole time, just wandering around, just listening.
Oh, that would be fun.
People talking strategy and they're just supposed to ignore him. And he just, like, wanders up and just sits there and listens and just, like, wanders around. That'd be fun.
I thought you were going to say that it would be fun if they did something like this. And then he was like, "And you know what? I'm already here. Let's do tribal council right now, right here at camp."
I kind of thought that was about to happen, actually. Because he's done the twist of having tribal council, like going straight from the immunity challenge to tribal council. That's happened before.
Yeah.
And so I thought, like, there was a second where I was like, is he just going to do it right here? And then when he takes his boat away, they can just have the person who got voted out hop on the boat too. But no, that's not what they do.
Also, I think we've only seen it once where they do a tribal council, but not at the tribal council area.
On like a dock or something from a... That was, like, because the challenge ran super late, right?
Yeah, that was because, like, the final immunity challenge in Palau ran super late. So they're just like, "Hey, Tom, who you kicking out right now? Because we don't need to go do the whole thing. It's, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah. So it seems at this point there's Todd, James, Denise, Courtney, and Amanda are an alliance of 5, which is, like, most of Fei Long. But then James is actually technically like John Hu, but they're merged now, so they're all one thing.
And James had been Fei Long, but it had gotten switched to John Hu.
Right. I'm trying to read through my notes of this so there's some worry of Courtney flipping. James tells the others that Eric or Jamie or PG have one of the blank boards that they think is an idol. Jean Robert tells Todd that if he gets screwed over, he's going to put, no matter who does it, all of the blame goes to Todd, and he's going to rally the jury to fuck him over. Jean Robert thinks Todd and Amanda are like a final three with him, which, at least from our vantage point, it doesn't seem that that's the case. But, and I guess we find out in a couple episodes that when Jean Robert gets voted out, that is not the case. So we go to tribal council. Jean Robert says he doesn't think Courtney will be a threat or be voted for soon. James gets mad that Jean Robert talks too much and says stuff that he doesn't need to. And this continued my anger at Jean Robert not getting voted out as we see the vote happen. And then Jamie does try to play one of her plays her the tile that she found, hands it over to Jeff. Jeff is like, if this is an immunity idol, all votes against Jamie won't count. And then he's like, it's not, and throws it in the fire, which was fun. And yeah. Jamie wasn't like too upset.
Maybe the first time chronologically that we've seen someone play a not real idol as an idol.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because for us at least, there haven't even been idols for that long.
Right.
Yeah, and Jamie, I think, kind of thought it was fake. Like, she didn't seem too upset or surprised when he was like, this isn't an idol. Right. But it was a last-ditch effort. She correctly thought she was going home, which she does right now, getting voted out 7-3.
It does. Jean Robert knows that, like, he's the target of the minority in this. So when Jamie went to do that, Jean Robert, like, freaked out a little bit and, like, laughed with relief when it was fake.
Yep. And it is the second time we've seen a 7-3 vote out. First time was in season 6 to Roger. Yeah. So we head into the last episode we're going to talk about this week, which is High School Friend Contest, which I don't think I have noted down when that happens either. I missed these titles in this watch through.
Yeah, I don't know why I miss them so easily in China.
I guess we skipped. I don't know when I'm Not As Dumb As I Look was said either. I get that maybe it was Frosty for when he won the challenge. Maybe said that. Because it was about memory and like knowing things.
It was Jamie said it when she was talking about how everyone else views her as just a dumb blonde. And she says, I'm not as dumb as I look. Okay. Which is an ironic episode title because she knew that it probably wasn't actually an immunity idol, but it's playing into that incorrectly playing an idol.
Mm-hmm. All right, so episode 8, we get James trying to catch some fish. We're at day 22, just for the record, which is roughly where we're recording this at the same time we're watching 44, roughly where we are at 44 heading into the finale.
That they like at this point haven't even sent anyone to the jury.
Yeah. We see the reward challenge, which is two teams of four. This was a fun challenge. It's two teams of four where they put one of the people in this little boat with a bucket, and everybody else on the outside tries to throw water into the bucket to get it to sink, or throw water into the boat to get it to sink, while the person in the boat is trying to like bail out water and avoid having their boat sink. And they do a couple rounds of this. The team that wins, I think, is it James, Jean Robert, Todd, Amanda? My notes were bad for this section. Yeah, I think so.
I had some earlier notes and I'm losing where I was. James, Jean Robert, Todd, Amanda.
So on the reward trip, they read the idol clue. That was on the reward trip, there's like information about these idols, which everybody on this trip knew about except Jean Robert. And so he's like, what idol and information about it? And everybody else is like, this is brand new information. We sure didn't know about this.
We definitely don't have two of them in our bag.
And they get a nice like Chinese food feast back at camp. PG is trying to ally with Denise or Courtney and hopefully getting rid of Jean Robert. The reward people return. While people are sleeping, Jean Robert goes idol hunting. He is prying those squares off, but not finding the idol. There's some talk.
It was wild to me to watch Jean Robert be like, oh man, I gotta go find this idol. And not for a second think through, like, at least that we see, like, James, Todd, and Amanda don't seem to be reacting this way to this wild information that I know is very important. Why does no one else seem to care like I care? Why is no one else searching like I'm searching?
Yeah, I think it's the cockiness in him that he's just like, I'm thinking to do this. Those dummies aren't.
Yeah, maybe.
There's some talk of James eating more than the average person around camp. He says it's because he works harder than others. Jean Robert kind of argues back at this. I think he does need more food. He has more muscles.
Yeah, exactly.
Food per muscle. It's simple.
Yes. Oh, damn. I was going to make a joke that he doesn't just have biceps and triceps. He has quadriceps. And then I was like, oh, wait, those are what quadriceps are.
Yeah. He's
those are muscles.
He's got quinceps. Yeah. Todd is annoyed that James hasn't offered to return the idol, because at this point James has two idols, one of which was given to Todd for a plan two episodes ago, or at this point in the show, like 5 or 6 days ago. And yeah, so Todd's like annoyed he's not offering it back, and Todd doesn't want to ask, because then it just makes it be like, why do you need this idol back? You're gonna vote me out situation.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. There's some talk with Todd and Amanda where he's like, hey, what if we just blindside vote James out and just both idols are gone? Problem solved. Which I was like, holy shit, like that's a big switch to be like, okay, he has both my idols, he won't give it back, so let's just get rid of two idols completely and one of our like alliance members. I was like, I don't know about this, Todd. That's a big move.
Yeah. So Todd has been getting throughout the season so far, Todd has been edited at least as like the strategic lead. Mm-hmm. In this episode, I feel like it starts to go off the rails a little bit, where Todd just has like big idea after big idea after big idea of like voting out James. He pretty soon talks about just like voting out Jean Robert because Jean Robert is getting too close to the truth. Yeah, he has a lot of big moves to make, Todd.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too, that like, yeah, he's been strategic and then it's going off the rails a little bit. So hopefully he can like kind of pull it back together with Jean Robert gone. I don't know. We see the immunity challenge, which is another kind of fun one where they are like sitting on this rotating barrel, and they have to pull these two plugs, one to release water out of it and then one to let it rotate, and they have to just like keep their balance on it and stay on as long as possible.
As it is getting lighter and lighter and therefore less and less steady because the water is leaking out.
Right. Courtney wins this challenge because I don't think that barrel even knew she was on there. She is like so tiny, so thin that like the barrel did not move while she was on it, basically. Like she was solid. And earned herself a win here, which keeps her around for sure, which I don't think there was a threat of her going necessarily. At least we hadn't seen it talked about, but really we hadn't seen that much strategy talked about other than Jean Robert. Oh, and I guess Todd was just talking about James. So then we see after tribal council, Eric talks with Jean Robert and is like, hey, that idol you've been looking for, James has two of them. Jean Robert takes us to James and is like, hey, you lied. Work with me or I'm going to tell other people. And so Jean Robert's like, hey, Todd, let's blindside James, which I thought was very funny just because like this all worked out, because 10 minutes ago in the episode, Todd was like, hey, let's blindside James to Amanda. Uh-huh. And so it's just kind of funny that that worked out.
Except that Todd is like, I don't really like that Jean Robert had the same idea as me. Like, I thought this was a good idea, but then Jean Robert thought it, and so it must be a bad idea.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so yeah, he takes that to James and is like, hey James, let's get rid of Jean Robert. And so they do. We go to tribal council. Eric and PG are the only ones that brought their bags to tribal council, because they were like the last two people of Jean Hu. And so they assumed they were going, and they were not. Jean Robert is finally voted out. Thank goodness. I was tired of that guy sticking around just because they needed him for the numbers. So it's good to see him gone. I don't know why I didn't. I normally do. Maybe there's nothing of note. I don't have anything written down for next week on. So who knows what happens?
We'll have to see. I did note, it was early on in the episode that James mentions that some of these people are like making clicks and not thinking strategically. And he says that they're not here to win $1 million. They're here to win a high school friend contest. That's what we get.
I missed that. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Our next batch of episodes, we're going to do four of them. One of which is a look back. Yes.
Yes, I think so.
So the next four are 9, 10, 11, and 12. Just Don't Eat the Apple. It's Been Real and It's Been Fun. Ready to Bite the Apple and Going for the Oscar. So last week, we did, right? We made a prediction of who would get eliminated, which were, I predicted Jean Robert, Sharia, and Denise. Damn, I did good. Patrick predicted Jean Robert, James, and Jamie, and you did good. We got all three in our six guesses.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I got two, you got two. So we need to make a new prediction. And
who's are we picking three again?
Yeah, I feel like we should. Especially if one of those four episodes we're watching is a look back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been real and it's been fun as a look, as a recap episode with 14 new scenes, according to IMDb.
And I hate look back episodes.
You're telling me you don't think James in this picture has more muscles than we do? Look at that picture. Look at that next to those people. He's got more muscles.
He has bigger muscles. There's a lot of muscles. Damn. It is,
right?
Who's leaving?
I will say, I didn't talk about this earlier because we knew, I stated, because I did like the IMDb look early this time, that Jamie and Eric end up getting married from this season. So I thought they'd have some more regular screen time together that we would see. And so I was kind of surprised Jamie was gone already. But, oh, yeah, she's gone before. Who's, did we start with a jury member, Jean Robert, on the jury?
Yeah, he's the first jury member.
Okay. I wonder if he will indeed rally against Todd and make the jury hate Todd. Well, then never mind. I was going to say maybe Eric will go and then he can hang out with Jamie at the jury, but that won't be the case. So they just must have started dating after the show from just like normal Survivor meetups and stuff.
I mean, they did like, they were like flirty and had a kind of a showmance in the first few episodes.
Yeah, we just didn't get to see much of it. I was expecting more. I'm going to predict then that the John Hughes stuff will kind of continue going. Jean Robert was just like, we need to get rid of this guy situation. And so I'll predict PG, Eric, and Courtney as my next three.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say PG, Eric, and Frosty.
Okay.
Which is everyone except that five-person alliance of Amanda, Courtney, James, Todd, Denise.
Yeah. All right, cool. You got a luxury item this week, Patrick? In the month of June?
Yeah.
That we are in right now?
That we're totally in right now. Yes. Noodles and Company.
Okay. Man, I haven't thought about that in a long time. That doesn't exist out here.
Just had some Noodles and Company yesterday? It's good. It's good. Noodles and Company. It's pasta. It's good. Quick, easy pasta.
What's your, you get like their pad thai, their like beef bourguignon. Or it's so, like beef stroganoff, I think. No, right, not beef, not what I said.
My usual there is penne rosa with broccoli instead of mushroom. That's my go-to with a Rice Krispie treat, always. Yesterday I tried their chicken caprese tortellini, which is pretty good. Not as good as penne rosa. But yeah. Parmesan crusted chicken, also on that penne rosa.
There used to be one I would get that was of like the Asian variety that was like thicker noodles that had like blackened sesame seeds in it and like a darker sauce. Shoot, what was that called? Broccoli, carrots.
Japanese pan noodles? Japanese.
Yeah, that might be what it is. It's been years since I've been there. I was wrong. They don't have it around Seattle, but I could go to one. The closest one's like 3 hours away.
Mm. You probably have better noodle restaurants within 3 hours of you.
But yeah, 100% do. Japanese pan noodles is, yes, that's what I used to get all the time there.
I used to have multiple friends that worked there, and they would bring home just like a ton of cookies and Rice Krispie treats at the end of the day because they make a point that they're like fresh in-house daily. And so any leftovers, they just give to people to take home. Man, I ate so many of those things. Kayla used to work there. Noodles Company. It's great. What you got, Chris?
I'm going to make a... This is weird time-wise because of this coming out in June and because I have not experienced this myself, but when I end this recording, I am going to go see Fast X, Fast 10, the 10th Fast and Furious movie. And so I'll just recommend that. And let's hope it's good and deserves this recommendation.
I've heard mixed reviews on it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be entertaining. And that's all I'm looking for. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, they have their ebbs and flows and whatnot, but I've never not been entertained by the first 10 Fast and Furious movies I've seen. And so here we go. The number 11, which is number 10, actually, because of the Hobbs and Shaw spinoff. Yep, there we go. Listeners, tell us your favorite noodles. Email us at tribalcouncilpodcast@gmail.com or tweet at us at tribalcouncil20. And for this week of Tribal Council, this is Chris.
Or also, listeners, what I really want to hear from you is how you would title the 11th Fast and the Furious movie. Like, give me a name for it.
Fast Hell-11. This time they're going to hell. And they're going to bring back somebody who shouldn't have gone to hell. They should have gone to heaven. Lovely Giselle. Spoilers for Fast and the Furious 6. She shouldn't have died.
Damn. Okay. That's a good answer. Fast Hell-11. That's good.
Played by Gal Gadot. You should watch the series. You'll love Giselle as well.
She's I kind of feel like Furious Hell-11 is maybe better.
Yeah.
Like Furious goes better with hell. Maybe.
They've used the fast prefix more for titles, which is why I jumped to that. Like Fast 10. I guess 9 was called F9. Fast 5. 6 was just called Fast and Furious 6.
Furious 7?
Furious 7 is the only one that's done Furious so far. But well, I guess Fate. F8 of the Furious. Yeah. That's the only one that's not really like numbered. Well, I guess not the only one. The first several are numbered. I was surprised they didn't call it like F8 of the Furious. It's just literally the word fate. Like,
there isn't it F8? Isn't
it is their eighth F8? One. Right. It's spelled F-A-T-E. Like, they did no wordplay with it. It was just other than you have to realize it's the eighth one.
I definitely thought it was spelled F8 of the Furious.
Nope.
No. But like, also, like, Tokyo Drift doesn't have.
Yeah, no, my statement was way off. Most of them don't. Like, a lot of them don't have numbers. Like, the first one, the Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift. The fourth one is just called Fast and Furious without the thes. Then there's Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, Furious 7, Fate of the Furious, F9, and now Fast X. But F9, they went to space, so curious to see where Fast X takes us.
Jason Momoa is in it, so.
So maybe underwater, because he's Aquaman.
Or maybe on horseback.
They haven't really done any driving underwater. They battled a submarine in Fate of the Furious, but that was all like surface level, no underwater stuff.
Maybe he'll ride horses as Khal Drogo, and it's like horses against cars.
Maybe. That is featured in John Wick 3. He does, actually his is horses against motorcycles. He's on a horse in a chase from motorcycles.
That sounds awesome. I don't know why I don't watch these movies.
Oh, the John Wick movies are fantastic. That is like following a scene where he fights these guys in what is a knife museum. And so he has no weapons, but they're just in this hallway of all these knives behind display booths. And so he just punches through glass, grabs a knife and throws it at guys just repeatedly. It's fantastic.
That's awesome. All right.
That's a lot of talk after our Survivor stuff in the middle of our clothing thing, which I think I was just about to say, and the tribe has spoken.
Oi, 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 oi.